can definitely hear her in the background.
Hi.
This is
And this is Rye.
And welcome to Then We Fat.
We are here to discuss this week's topics with poor community and culture. And we're just going to jump right in. So the first question were, what defines community and what defines culture? What do you think?
I think you should go first.
Okay. I just think that community is a space in which there's a bunch of like-minded people or people with and I think culture is what a lot of people on the Facebook page said. So the beliefs and values that stem from that group of people. That makes sense.
Yes, but are you saying that a community can't have people with different thoughts and beliefs inside? Or
they definitely can. I just think there has to be something that holds that community together.
Like geography?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Could definitely just be that we both live in Milwaukee and we're Milwaukee community members. Because there's a bunch of different types of communities. You know?
Okay. I would agree with that. Yes. I think culture is more deep-rooted. I think community can be changed. I mean, I do agree that there's something that has to be in common to kind of group those together. It can be something as well as geography, whereas culture is more deep-rooted and line of traditions and things like that that bring people together.
I agree. I think within a community, there can be a bunch of sub-communities that have, you know, different interests or whatever.
Whoa.
You know how I do. but ultimately, like, the thing that might hold a community together is their cultural aspects, right? Like, at the end of the day, this is my culture, regardless of what communities I bounce between or whatever.
I agree.
Nice that we're all in agreement, except the dog. next set of questions, do these two entities work together always, or are there ways in which they can conflict? Kind of already started about that.
Yes, I do think there are ways that they can work together. Like you said, there's, you know, similarities that combine a community, but, you know, everyone at just because we belong to the community of Milwaukee, we all share the same
exactly.
They work against each other in that way. But I think they can also work to make it a part of our culture to be more acceptance.
That's the key. Major key.
So in that sense, if we make those steps, then, you know, we can work together, not have that conflict that might occur across communities and cultures.
Wow.
Bam.
You just read my whole mind. I'm just going to skip that question. No, but I think, because there definitely can be conflicts. Like I said, when sub-communities within a community, you know, have differences, different ideas, different ways of going about life, different, you know, whatever. But I think you're right. If we make it a part, an aspect of our community, or an aspect of our culture, that we value community and we value, you know, unity and solidarity and sticking together on something, and that is a way to surpass that. You so smart.
Oh my God. Thank you. Oh my God.
Wow.
I just made that up.
Just want to run this panel by yourself, huh? Okay. Our last question was, how do we resolve said conflict? So when there's a conflict between our community and our culture, how do we resolve it? And should one, either culture or community, be prioritized over the other? So that's kind of a two-part. Might want to answer a separately question. But conflict resolution.
I think we touched base on that. So just making it a part of both community and culture to be more accepting of, you know, outside communities, each other. Also, just, I think
just instilling more, again, in culture, because I think it's more of a generational thing and more deep-rooted, you know, to have conversations regarding, like, any prejudices or, I don't know, anything that's holding us back from communicating with other
cultures. What do you mean when you say it's a generational thing?
Cultures, I feel like, are passed down, you know, throughout generations. Right. And I think it's up to sometimes, you know, the newest generation to step outside of what, you know, their parents or grandparents might have seen as acceptable, and just kind of going to, towards what's right or what makes sense to bridge the gap to other cultures and communities. I'm using them interchangeably because I feel like they're the same.
They work together. Cool. So yeah, conflict resolution. We talked about that. So then, should one be prioritized over the other? We talked a lot about how they work together, they're kind of the same. And some people, like on the Facebook page, were like, yeah, you should definitely put community over the culture because cultures change, like you said. And at the end of the day, like, there's this one unifying thing, at least, about our community that keeps us together. And that, you know, that should be above, like, how time change.
I don't know that I agree with putting community above culture, because if we go off of our example again, that, you know, everybody in Milwaukee belongs to one community, I'm not going to belong to the Milwaukee community if I leave it. So I don't think that's going to be a driving force, whereas culture is more of, again, deep-rooted generational thing. And I feel like if, you know, one religion, for example, a culture, is spread across the country, they're going to affect each of their communities based off of their beliefs that they have in their culture. And with those beliefs being positive, that's going to affect each individual community that they belong to. Whereas if, you know, everybody can put community first and everybody in the city of Milwaukee can get along, but what about the rest of the world? Like, that's not really, I don't believe in putting community before culture.
So if you, if you're thinking about what you just said, would it be acceptable to say that, like, what would counter the problem you just talked about is the idea of, I don't know, a Midwest culture, or, like, I don't know, Black culture or something like that, or American culture, if that's your thing, makes it less of a problem?
I think in that sense, like, I think as long as the sense of community is broad, putting community first might make more sense. Okay. But I feel like culture is more of a broad, like, worldwide thing. I just see community as very small. Even though in some, you know, examples that we use, they're interchangeable, I think community is a smaller thing. It's a smaller blanket. We want a big blanket. A big blanket.
Cool. So your priority then is culture over community.
My priority is culture over community. Yes.
So in the same way that I've talked about the idea of there being sub-communities, right? There's subcultures, right?
Yes.
So, do you have the same? Is all culture large? Then, like, every aspect of culture, every cultural aspect that you identify with, that's all major and that's all bigger than any community ever.
Are there, I feel like it is. I feel like it is. Like, somebody would have to give me specific examples in which community is bigger than, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like culture is just more specific, and community can get very diluted, and it'll be hard to make connections that would prevent conflict between the two. And I feel like, I don't know, culture is just more like,
this is how it is.
Basically, changing the culture will change the world, right? The world.
You just learned me something, and no, I see that. No, I can see that.
Cool. How do you feel?
How do I feel about one or the other? I don't know that either should be a priority. I think, I don't know, we talked about, like, spectrums and fluidity And I just think community and culture sort of lie on a fluid spectrum, kind of bob and weave back and forth between the two. And obviously in certain like it's like a scale, right? Like sometimes my community is more important than this cultural aspect. There's a part of culture, but that belongs to identify with. I belong to a community, but like I'm not gonna reject my or community, or you know what I mean, or all these poetry culture. So you kind of weigh the scale and prioritize based on situation. For that reason,
I don't know what that looks like. I never took math, so.
So it's like
you have to.
I don't know how to describe it, but it's like, you know, the Jesus time for fish.
Oh, I don't know. Well, religion.
Wow. Okay.
I'm joking. It's like a sideways eight.
Right? Sideways eight. I was gonna say, drop back to back.
Wow. That sounds real gangster. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, only the prophets use it. No, but. Yeah, I'm just picturing community and culture as like an infinity sign where you kind of flow back and forth between the two.
I mean, if that's how you feel, but... Civilized discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, I would love to hear from people who are listening in. So if they wanted to do call-ins to be featured on the next episode, that'd be great. Yes.
Do call-ins.
And then we could probably touch base on what some of the people in the group had to say and kind of go over their answers. But that's all for now.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. Well, be sure to keep tuning in. From here on out, we'll be hosting these on Fridays. Like on the Facebook page, as we said, look out for more social media accounts to follow. And we will catch you next time. Thanks for listening.